Thanks for tuning in to the ring, the bling, and all the things. I feel like, Sharon, this is going to be an all Michael episode because we're going to be talking about floral trends for 2023. Sharon, do you have anything to say before he takes over?
Absolutely not.
What do you think about floral trends? What do you think he's going to talk about?
I think...
And you don't have to be politically correct since he's sitting right here. But tell me, what do you think about this year, like, in your mind?
I am starting to see, Mike's probably going to disagree with me, couples that are wanting more color. I think we're going to see that the era of the blush and navy and rose gold is going away. I think that we're going to see more pops of color. Maybe that's just because I love pops of color. I don't know. I also know that I am a wedding planner and Mike is a florist, and I'm going to stay in my lane. If I knew how to design florals, I would do it. So I don't, and I'm going to stay.
No, wait, you don't get to talk yet.
You are trying to get me in trouble so bad.
I'm not. Sharon, Mike doesn't talk about himself enough. I think in this episode, we should refer to him as Michael Gaddy. And Michael has been doing this for how long?
Over 30 years. And honestly, I give him a lot of crap.
A lot.
Because we're like brother and sister. But Mike has probably been the designer on 99.9% of a Perfect Plan Events weddings. Because I do believe in his talent and I trust his judgment more than probably I trust my own. His team is amazing. When I've been asked to do weddings out of town, the little voice in my head.
Only if Mike can go with me.
Only if Mike can go. Because as a wedding planner, having a designer with me of his caliber is like, it's true. I feel like I can fly on the trapeze because he's the safety net.
So what I was trying to get back was a great intro for Mike. On this episode. So he's been doing this 30 plus years.
Well, I'm telling you, he's the best.
He's part of many organizations. He doesn't talk about it enough, but he's been part of the Rose Parade for over 20 years. I know of that. So before you start with these trends, share with everybody just a little bit about your background.
I've been in the business for 33 years. I have owned Lloyd's Florist for 23 years. And yes, I do a lot of things. One of our things that we really enjoy doing is weddings, but we also do the Rose Parade. We've been at the Rose Parade for 22 years. And me and a good friend of mine is the team leaders of two floats, sometimes three floats, out at the Rose Parade.
And by that, you mean you design the whole thing?
We design the whole thing with florals. We have to come up with the recipes and everything to put on here. And when you're talking about recipes, you're talking about 100,000 stems of flowers, from roses to carnations to whatever.
Is anything on the floats living?
Everything is on the float living or organic.
Where I'm getting is you have a pretty good pulse on the floral business and what's going on.
I feel like I do.
Yes. I think so too.
Mike has also, and will not tell you, served as the president of the Kentucky Floral Association. And he's also an AIFD. That means?
There's about 3,000 of us in the United States.
What does that stand for?
That's the American Institute of Floral Design. And it is a prestige title that you hold to be a designer. And there's courses you have to go through, just like
continuing education,
just like a degree when you get your degree. It's expensive, but I mean, it's worth every penny of it. You got me off track there for a minute.
So, the whole reason I'm sharing this with people listening who may not have any idea who you are, you're so involved in the floral industry. You have an idea of what is coming, what is being used, even not just in where you're located out of Louisville, Kentucky, but also across the United States.
Yes.
I'm making sure that I'm sharing with everybody, this is credible information. You know, we joke around a lot, but what you're going to talk about with trends and everything, this is stuff for people to know. If they're wanting to go with trends, things that are happening, you can. But you can also do your own thing. But I like that we're bringing people information about trends.
The one thing I like to talk about first is sharing is all about saying the trend is color. It is color, but let me explain something. Where I'm located, so if you're listening to this in California on the West Coast, you are probably seeing lots of color. But when trends come out, just like fashion, you know, it starts on the West Coast or in New York, and it takes a while to get to our part of the country. So yes, that is the new trend for 23 is color. Are we seeing it a lot here in my area? No, maybe one out of the 225 weddings that I'm doing this year. We're still seeing a lot of dried material, pampas grass, dried palm, that kind of thing. Is it my favorite? No, but it is a trend that you're seeing. If you get on TikTok, you get on Instagram, you get on anything like that, that's what you're seeing. You're starting to see slowly to see color in there, but I think we're going to see it in our area more in 24 than we are in 23.
So what I really hear you saying is that I am cutting edge.
Exactly, Sharon.
That I am just on it.
You were on it, but you're just about 12 months in advance.
But in all honesty, the thing about it is some of the clients Sharon's working with, they're 24 getting into 25.
And I have a lot of clients from out of town.
Yeah. Like you said, when it comes to a trend is something that is popular nationwide. But just because it's a trend, that doesn't mean you or the next bride is going to even like it right. or love it. She may hate it. So that's one reason why I think all designers should have an open mind and take their ideas that they have and expand on them. One thing is, I used to hate Pinterest.
I know you did. There was multiple conversations yes. about this.
I used to hate it. And I mean, we used to have pictures and photographs and TVs that had slideshows on it to make your dream a reality, to get you motivated to pick out something.
People need to see it. Ideas, because they don't deal
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. But now Pinterest has made my job easier. You know, you can go on Pinterest and type in bold, bright, bold colors, and there's going to be crap loads of it come up. And it doesn't matter what it is. It can be a combination of orange and green. It can be a combination of pink and orange. You're going to be able to find it. So basically, Pinterest has helped us a lot. And not that when you bring that Pinterest to me, that I'm going to copy it like a photocopy.
But it gives you an idea.
But it gives you an idea of what she likes. And sometimes even the flowers on there, just because you see it on Pinterest, does not mean that that's realistic. Because they don't season their Pinterest pages. They don't say, okay, this is fall, winter, you know, whatever. You can categorize everything in months. But just because you see that, that doesn't mean it's available in your month.
Learned that with anemones.
Anemones, right. So when you come in and you bring me pictures, if that's not available, I'm going to show you other things that are available in those same colors and styles of flowers. Trends is always all over the place. And I've been doing it for 33 years. And trends is a word that, even in furniture, even in fashion, it takes a while to get that trend going. And when you first see it, for example, this dried product that came out, it's been around for about 3 years. And we're still just now starting to see it really heavily. Me personally, when it first came out, I didn't like it. I thought, I'll be honest with you, I was kind of scared. I thought, am I going to be able to do this? You see these pictures and you think, they look kind of cockeyed to me. But it's a new trend. It's a new style. We learn it. That's why we're always trying to learn new trends, because we want to keep up with the trends. But again, it takes a long time for us to get to that point. We can do anything. You know, you got an idea, we're going to run with it. And it's always fun to bring in different things, because it kind of gets stale after a while.
I love it when we go out of the box.
Yeah, just like you said, blush and
navy.
I'm over the color. Yeah. But to be honest with you, we're still doing it. Blush is disappearing, what I'm seeing for this year. But you're seeing more whites. And I know we said that greenery was kind of going out I'm still seeing a lot of greenery. I had a bride yesterday. She brought me this picture on Pinterest, and the whole dang thing was nothing but greenery. And I thought, hey, honey, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. But, I mean, it goes up and down like crazy.
I know something I wanted your insight on. I'm having so many of my couples now. I used to feel like the ceremony was kind of like a, we'll put a couple of arrangements up front. We're not spending a lot of time or money in ceremony space. Now I feel like ceremony, they're really wanting to make a statement. I'm having a lot of more requests for some design down the aisle. I know arches and I don't know what they're called, but ceremony, you know, statement pieces on.
Right.
How are you seeing that going in the next year?
That is bigger now than it ever has been. Statement pieces, it's so when your guests walk in, either if at the church or at a different venue that's just holding receptions or ceremonies, they're taking that space and making it a wow factor. You know, either with the arches or candles all the way down the aisle, covered with petals, or even doing a striped aisle runner. There's tons of things just to make that entrance to that wedding a statement. And I think that's great, because as soon as you walk into a church, you know you're going to a church, you know you're going to sit down, you know you're going to go to a wedding. But now the trend is that they're going to catch their eye right then and not really catch their eye as they walk into the reception. Because when you go into the reception, that's always a beautiful piece. But I think they want to make the wow factor. When the story starts is when the doors open to go to the wedding.
I'm seeing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you will, but we were seeing a lot of arches and their traditional like wooden arches and that kind of thing behind our couple as a backdrop for ceremony. But now I'm having couples a lot more often ask for the asymmetrical.
Right, where it's almost like an arch, but it's cut in
like
half.
A half moon.
Yes.
Two separate pieces.
That's very popular. Believe it or not, though, the arches, the round arch, all that's real still popular. Now they've got A-frame arches. Like, which it looks like a humongous A up there,
yeah.
And adding two more pieces of A's to it. And we're just adding florals to it. That trend there is comes in from all the wood product and the dried product and that kind of stuff.
I think, too, that I'm seeing trending more and that you have taught me is when you have those big statement pieces at ceremony, I'm seeing a lot of couples repurpose those into reception, behind a cake table or a sweetheart table.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I tell all my couples this. It's great and I want you to save money, but you've got to, and we experience this, you have got to plan, and everybody automatically thinks, oh, we can take those altar arrangements, we can take that arch, and we can take it right to the reception.
And as the planner, my question is, who's we? Who's taking it?
Yeah, you have to figure that out. The thing about us taking it, if it's just two arrangements, we usually do not do that. And the reason we don't do it, and I've mentioned this quite a few times just in the last few weeks to couples, is you're going to be taking pictures after the wedding's over. You've spent the money to decorate the altar area, either it be church or whatever, but then you want me to come in and remove that for pictures.
Right.
So why would you not want those things to be there for pictures, you go ahead and move them right away to the reception. One reason why I don't encourage that is because your guests are going to leave the church and go right to the reception. Here comes Lloyd's florist, pulls up in the van. We take the flowers out of the van and we're carrying them into the reception and placing them, and your guests are already there. For one thing, that makes me look bad because Lloyd's florist is running late. They don't put two and two
right
together that was what was on the altar at the church. Some do, but some won't. I think that's a negative thing for not just me, but the couple also. I'm all for saving money. But if another couple, or say at the rehearsal, you designate a couple of groomsmen to say, hey, would you take these two arrangements and take them to a reception? That's different because another company is not involved in
it. I wasn't talking as much about like just simple arrangements, but I know we've done one of my favorite weddings. We had the big asymmetrical
right
pieces that we used behind the cake table.
Right.
But her guests were in cocktail hours.
Exactly.
Not in her reception.
And everything is different. I know we did one at the Sailback and we moved from one place to the other. Guests were nowhere around.
Right.
That's a totally different ballgame
than if your guests are right in the room.
Exactly.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's a lot of logistics that you've got to think about to be able to move point A to point B.
What are you seeing now at reception? What's trending now? Is it huge hedge tables? Is it sweetheart tables?
I'm seeing a lot of it. Every other one is a long head table. The king's table are still popular. A lot more people this year are asking for taller arrangements. We've always done taller arrangements, don't get me wrong. It's just that we're seeing more. Where in the past, we would see 50-50. Like if they've got 20 tables, we'd do 20 tall, 20 short. I've had a few say, no, I want all tall. Me personally, I think that's an overkill, but I'm not going to tell them no if that's what they want. I always say, always, if you've got 30 tables, you want to do three different types of arrangements. If you have 20 tables, you want to do two different types of arrangements. If you have 10, I would still do two different types just to give interest to the room. So you would have a tall and a short one.
Because you want to look over the whole scope of that big room and see the variation in the height.
Something else that's real important is, and I just dealt with this a couple of weeks ago, is all florists or all event planners know what the rules are for almost every venue, whatever it may be. When a bride and groom comes in, or moms, I'm going to say moms, comes in and has an idea of, I want all open flame candles across the room. And we know we cannot do that.
Right.
So what happened was we had this mom come in and she was insisting that we have all open flame candles. Well, I invested in tapered candles. That was a luminaire candle. The flames looked real and everything. But she didn't want that. So I said, well, I'll supply the arrangements, but you have to supply all the candles. I would highly recommend that you have to have globes on them. She goes, well, I don't want globes on them. So I called up the venue afterwards and said, I just want to make sure, just covering my butt for my client, do you all require globes? Oh, yes, and you cannot have an open flame. Well, so the wedding happened, and we go down, and there's all real candles, and all the candles had these little glass globes that sit on top of the candle. Never even saw them before in my life. They got them all lit. Before the bride and groom got there,
oh my,
all those glass, all that glass busted. I'm not talking about on two tables. I'm talking about every table, and it went all over every tablecloth that was there. They were cleaning up glass, changing plates and waters, you know, glass of waters with ice in it, because we didn't know where the ice, the glass went. They had to take it all down and replace it before the bride and groom came in. But it was all because the mom had a vision that she wanted, but it could not happen. So now look what she had to do. She had to replace all the tablecloths.
I'm sure.
And they were probably about a $90 tablecloth for each table.
So, point again, why you hire a professional and let them do their jobs.
Yes. But when you go to a professional, they know what's going on. I know this is about trends, but I mean, go to a reputable, any reputable florist or the event planner and let them run with it. And let them educate you and make that day as special as we can.
Are you seeing, I know something you and I talked about, was loose flowers for photos. And I was looking through a gallery of one of my weddings the other night, honestly making some social media content. But as I'm looking through the photos, it hit me, what pulls all those photos together, from the church to the cocktail hour to the reception to the detail shots? It's the flowers.
And you got to think too, and I added that to my contract because that's been coming up so much, is photo flowers. And, you know, it's not much. It's very inexpensive. But I guess what gets me is everything costs. You know, everything costs. Nothing that I get
is free.
So it seems like at the last minute, I'm not getting down on the photographers or anything, but they'll come up to me and say, can I have some of your loose flowers? Well, usually we don't have loose flowers. Or what are they doing? They're pulling flowers out of bouquets. So we went ahead and added that to our contract. So that would be a vase of flowers for your photographer to do those. What do they call them?
Detail shots.
Detail shots. And I think that's great because I see them all the time. But we need to plan for that.
It's a big trend right now, though.
It's a very big trend.
And we're going to do a whole episode, I think, on detail boxes. They'll bring a swatch of ribbon, a piece of ribbon or something, and they want the loose flowers and everything pulled together. But as I looked through photos, it really hit me. I've always thought flowers were important, but just hats off to you, because the flowers are the thing that pulls every part of that day together.
You know, some people love flowers, people dislike flowers, but I do think it makes it. I think everybody's going to remember your decorations. Actually, they're going to remember your food probably first, and the venue, and then your flowers.
And what type of experience they had.
Yeah, exactly.
I danced all night, or I was bored.
I feel like this could be talked about for hours, maybe even longer than that. It's a very big topic. And, you know, like you're getting into a ceremony, reception, things for pictures. And I think that is something from this episode, even though it started off as trends, that somebody can get a lot out of this episode because there's so much to it. And I can see why you said about Pinterest. I don't know if it necessarily makes your job easier, but I think it helps you get straight to their vision or being in their head and you being able to capitalize on making that their dreams really a reality instead of trying to piece, I want this and I want that. And it's one of the things that over the years with weddings, I think back on as many different weddings I've been to, always been florals. Whether it be simple or elaborate, always been florals. And how you said it pulls the events together. And I like what you talked about trends. Like, whether you want to go with trends or not, it's your event. You know, it's very difficult to do flowers, obviously, that aren't in season. But knowing you, I know that you've also made some of that happen. We don't have to get into the details of that.
No.
But if there's something that's really special to a person, you always work with them to try to, even if it's something very small, you try to make us part of that. And I think that's one of the things with this floral episode is just letting people know how much it is involved with their event.
There's a lot of detail across the board. But you know what? When it comes to a designer and a florist, they're there because they love it. We do a lot of events. We do 5 to 6 weddings a weekend. And we used to do more, and I've kind of cut that way back. But and at the end of the Saturday night when we're done picking up, it's just like we're stressed out and we're tired and we're done. But you know what? Monday morning when we go in, we're ready to work on the next week. We're already thinking about the next thing, what we can do. Because we're creative people. And I think creative people just like to constantly be doing, making new things, just like an artist painting a picture. But we are painting a whole event.
And you do it so well.
Well, thank you.
So many times in the wedding industry, you have to love what you do. It's not something you just go out and, okay, I'm here for 6 hours and that's that. There's so much more to it in the wedding industry with all different types of vendors, especially florists. If people think that you just wake up one day and I'm going to put this whole wedding thing together. No. There's so many days. And I didn't even know that in the beginning when I got to learn more about your business is how much goes into when those flowers come in. I don't know the right word. So here I go. Cleaning.
Processing.
Is it pruning? I don't know what the words are. Processing.
Processing. When you sit down with me, I would love to take a bride, talk to her, come up with this whole flowers, all everything that she likes, and then take her to the farm. Now, all of our flowers are shipped in. I mean, UPS every day. But when we order those flowers 3 weeks out, they're already out in the fields tagging those flowers and cutting them the week before and boxing them and shipping them to us. And then we're processing them. And then they're walking down the aisle, you know, 7 days later. What episode? Wouldn't that be a great episode or a TV show to take that bride?
I think a bride would love that.
On that journey from...
With her flowers.
With her flowers.
You know, I think we can make that happen.
Let's do it.
I don't know that people, like most things, have no idea wedding planner. Have no idea about florals. Oh, these flowers just magically appear and Mike does his, waves his magic wand.
They fly thousands of miles to get here so you can hold them to walk down the aisle.
And people don't realize, and we could keep going, but I know we're going to have to cut this off, but how long it takes to process them. There's a time frame those have to be done in. You can't just do it when you want. I've learned that with you. You know, you start in on Tuesday for something to be done on Saturday.
Yep.
So there's a lot to that. And I think we've just talked about four different episodes. I'm pretty positive we did
share. Off track, yeah.
But I think this has been really good information. So if you're listening and we've just stirred up a whole list of questions for you, I'm sure that Mike would answer some of those. And I know you can't be in all places at all the times, but you do travel and do events in different places, not just here in Louisville, Kentucky. So if someone out there is seeking you, Michael Gaddy, they can get you if you're available. Thank you very much. This was good information. And Sharon even let him get a few words in, which I'm so happy about. But if you have questions, please reach out to us. We'll get those to Mike, and I'm sure that he'd be happy to answer you back. You can submit them on social media or just go to our website. And if you like the information that you heard, Sharon,
we want you to hop on and leave us a glowing 5-star review.
All right. Until next time.
See ya.